This is Heart and Soul with Carla Evans. Across Australia, heard from north to south and east and west. Glad to be coming your way.
That I could write a song that would be known throughout the world. It just might be a love song that would warm the hearts of boys and girls, for you see, poetic lines and perfect rhymes tend to gain the world's acclaim. But as long as love's author lives in me, I will magnify his name.
Now it's time to hear from Heart and Soul regular speaker, David Evans. Thank you, David.
Love is something that is meant to be received. And if we can't receive it, we find it hard to give. Are you afraid to love? Psychiatrists tell us that we all have two great fears, that we will not be loved and that we will not be able to love. We have all at some time experienced the fear of not being able to make friends, or that having made friends, we will not be able to keep them. Unless we learn to deal with these fears, however, they will prevent us from ever forming really lasting relationships. What can we do about these fears? Well, the first thing we need to understand is that we won't be able to open up to other people with confidence until we feel good about who we are. You know the old saying, you shall love the Lord your God and your neighbour as you love yourself. Well, if you can't love yourself, how can you love your neighbour? Think about it. If you wouldn't like to be your friend, how can you expect others to want to be your friend? We can waste so much time trying to be someone else, focusing on someone else's strengths and talents while we overlook our own potential and gifts. It's very important to God that I like being me, because unless I do, I won't feel good about other people. I will constantly be pulling them down to what I think is my level, and I will ruin every relationship I enter into. God also knows that if I don't feel good about who I am, I won't feel good about facing life's challenges. After all, it's not external problems which can defeat me, but my attitude to them. So, if I'm hoping to feel secure in my relationships with other people, I must first of all feel secure about my relationship with me. But to have a secure relationship with me, I must first have a strong relationship with God. The first time man ever felt this fear of vulnerability was in the Garden of Eden. After Adam had disobeyed God in the Bible, it says that he felt terribly ashamed and naked. He ran to hide from God. Genesis tells us that God came asking, "Where are you, Adam?" Of course, God wasn't asking where Adam was geographically. God knew that. What God wanted to know was where Adam was in relation to him. God asks you and me the same question today. Where are you in relationship to me? Adam felt vulnerable and naked in the world God had made for him only after he had given up his totally open relationship with God. If you want to be good at opening up with people, you need to learn to open up with God. If you're not a Christian, you need to open up now and let Jesus Christ burst into your life and bring with him the security only he can give. You see, if you are really leaning on Jesus, you really don't have to lean so hard on other people for support. Even though it will still hurt when they let you down, it won't be as devastating as it would have been without Jesus, who will always be there. You can overcome the fear of vulnerability by having a secure relationship with God, which also brings a secure understanding of who you are. Well, right relationships always begin with right commitments. That's where the world today has things all screwed up. The world around us tells us that before we commit ourselves to anyone or anything, we need to find out who we are. So if you want to find out what kind of person you should choose as your life's partner, for example, you need first of all to experiment with different relationships. Before you settle down, you should sow a few wild oats, they say. Well, it's very sad to see the kind of tragic effect this type of thinking is having on teenagers and adults alike. In the end, people are forming relationships only for what they can get out of them, not for what they can put in. Jesus has a better way. He said, "If you lose your life for my sake and the gospel's, you will find it." What's he saying there? He's saying that the world has it all wrong, that it is commitment which comes first in any relationship. He's saying that if you are prepared to commit yourself first of all to him and then to others, you will discover who you really are. So many people fear responsibility. They're afraid that if they reach out to someone, they might just become their brother's keeper. When a person becomes a Christian, he becomes indebted to everyone. Jesus is not just for Christians. He came for the whole world, and Christians have a responsibility to share that news. Now, I know that there are many people who are hard to reach out to. Some people just don't know how to behave in a relationship. I know a man who said that he vividly remembered one occasion when his wife and he reached out to help a young man who was in trouble with the law. The courts released him into their custody for 6 weeks, during which time they were supposed to keep an eye on him and help him settle down in society. Well, the man did a lot of driving, walking and talking before he was able to get that young guy a job. He worked there for just a short time before he left, so he tried to find him another job. He lost that one too. And when he deliberately threw in his third job, the man became quite frustrated and a little angry. The trouble was, he had never been taught responsibility in relationships, this young man, mainly because no one had ever really tried to be his friend. Other people are hard to befriend because they simply don't trust your motives. They keep you at arm's length because they are suspicious. Why should you want to be their friend? No one has ever really wanted to be their friend before. And there is another reason why people can be hard to reach out to. Sometimes there is so much pressure for our peer group to avoid certain individuals that we really have to pay a great price to become their friends. The trouble with peer groups is that they operate like a thermos flask. They keep all the goodies in and all the baddies out. The only problem is that the goodies aren't always so good and the baddies aren't always so bad. Christians should never allow peer group pressure to prevent them from reaching out to hurting people. All these kinds of people are the very ones Jesus would like to reach. They're the ones he would spend his time with. Jesus was always criticized and treated with suspicion by so-called religious people because of the friendships he made. Listen, to be like Jesus means to break the fear of commitment and to take responsibility to reach out to the unlovely and the hard to love in this world. As you come to know Jesus, you will be able to love yourself and to reach out to others without fear. Why don't you start on that path today? Why don't you accept his love, the love which he shed abroad by the power of his death on the cross, the love that he offers to you this day? Will you open your heart to him and discover him? In doing that, you will discover who you are. And then when you discover who you are and begin to like, nay, love yourself, you will then be able to love your neighbor as you love yourself. I pray that you might discover that this day in Jesus' name. God bless you. Don't forget to write to us and tell us of your reception of this word. We'd love to know that it's blessed you and helped you. God bless you.
Take and shield me.
Richard Robertson, what a friend we have in Jesus.